Air New Zealand has applied to trademark its Kia Ora logo, which it's used on the front of the airline's in-flight magazine, Kia Ora Magazine. The Māori Council has called the application an insult to New Zealanders and said the airline should not be allowed to trademark Māori words. Maui Solomon is an intellectual property rights expert. Morena.
Morena, Corin.
Do you think they have a case here? It is only for the magazine as such. They feel that it's, they want to protect that brand of that magazine, which has become a part of the flight experience, if you like. Do they have a case?
Look, honestly, I think Air New Zealand are overreaching themselves on this one. They've already appropriated the koru symbol for their airline many years ago. I don't recall they ever consulted with Māori about that. It's one thing to actually be using Kia Ora in their in-flight magazine, which is a good thing, but then to be claiming exclusive property rights over Kia Ora for their written and digital magazines, I think they are overreaching.
So what would it mean if they did get a trademark? Would it mean that, for instance, an iwi who perhaps wanted to start their own magazine and call it Kia Ora wouldn't be able to?
That's correct. And that would be, I think, offensive to many Māori. Look, the language is a national treasure. Kia Ora is a national icon, and no one should really be claiming exclusive intellectual property rights over it. And if anyone is, it should be a Māori national body who does that, not a national airline. I did read that the comments from the chairman of Air New Zealand saying that they were promoting te reo on their staff use it in flight and in the magazine, and that's to be applauded. I would challenge Air New Zealand to go a step further, and if they're really serious about promoting te reo Māori, then perhaps they should allocate a percentage of their annual profits to the development and promotion of te reo, and I think that would be a real step forward, because as a national airline, obviously they're seizing on national icons that's going to help promote their brand, and there should be a benefit sharing of that, and so the obvious way to do that is for Air New Zealand to actually stump up with a bit of cash.
Maui, while we've got you here, your thoughts on the announcement around history today being a compulsory subject, in particular dealing with issues around the treaty, colonisation, the land wars. Is this an opportunity to dispel some myths?
Yeah, look, that's a pleasing announcement. It's the only surprise is it's taken this long for New Zealand to actually make it compulsory to learn about New Zealand history. I remember as a kid way back in the dark ages learning about European history but nothing about New Zealand history, so it's certainly a welcome development. And I think it's also an opportunity to dispel some of the myths about Moriori. That Moriori were in New Zealand before Māori and got pushed out to the Chathams, because that never happened. But many generations of older New Zealanders still believe that because it's been taught in schools. So there's a lot of work to do to lay a lot of national myths to rest.
And do you expect that to be a contentious process? I mean, if we look at something like the Cook commemorations this year, that has drawn some criticism, you know, around the interpretation of Captain Cook and how that should be commemorated. Does that mean that, or should we welcome that controversy? As I think the History Teachers Association said, that it's good to have debate.
Yeah, I think it is good. It's healthy to have debate. We've too often looked offshore for our inspiration. And we have New Zealand, Aotearoa, has been settled by firstly Polynesians and then Europeans, and a lot of other people are settling here. So it's healthy to debate and understand more deeply our history and to learn about Māori, Moriori, European and other histories. It's only going to strengthen our nationhood. So perhaps the debate is long overdue and it needs to happen. And so I think this is a really welcome development. There will be those knockers out there, but hey, look, it's important to have a stronger understanding of our nationhood in order to sink our roots collectively deeper into the whenua.
Ka pai, thank you very much for your time, Maui Solomon there, an intellectual property rights expert.